This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you this week?
Tom, it's not how am I, it's where am I.
You're not in the same physical location as me. We were right before we started recording talking about how it's like a throwback to the heydays of 2020 recording.
Ah, the fondest memories we all have.
Yeah, that was the best time doing the podcast.
It was the best time in life, I think.
Yeah, I was having a ball.
Tom, despite all the, look, let's forget about all the bad things, the tragedies.
Yes.
The terror and the unnecessary death. Do you look back fondly at all on the spring of 2020 otherwise?
No, I don't think so. Why? Should I?
I don't know. Part of me was like...
Oh, I thought you were going to say like, oh, I gave you that nice gift, like you were fishing for a compliment or something.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, like, oh, you don't remember the gold watch?
Like, surely there had to have been one day in the spring of 2020 that was especially nice.
How would you respond if I, like, for a holiday or something, or like your birthday, if I got you like a really nice gold watch? Uh-huh. Would you think that was really weird?
Yeah.
Or would you be like, "Ah, this is nice," and I'll cherish it and I'll wear it. It's a gift from a dear friend.
Well, I would assume it was like stolen or fake.
Ah, that it was hot.
Yeah. Because why else? Like, would you be? How else would you? I mean, I guess you could have gotten it by buying it, but then I wouldn't understand why you bought it. Basically what I'm trying to say is I can't see you giving me a nice gift unless it was stolen or fake.
Yeah, but like, what if you found out it was real and that I bought it? I showed you the security footage from the...
Well, I don't know if I'd need to see the security footage. I think that would invite more questions. If I accuse you of, like, what is this, fake or stolen? What? How dare you? I'll show you the security footage of me buying it right now.
No, I wouldn't get offended. Here's what, you'd open the box, it would be like,
no, what I'm
flip
saying
boxes,
is
right?
If you
I'm,
had that security
I do,
footage, I would be very, I would be
I know.
Even more confused.
Here's what I would do. I'd be like, you know, happy Thanksgiving, Tom.
That would be a Thanksgiving present.
And then I'd... Yeah, and I'd open the box up, and then I'd close it on, like do the pretty woman thing.
Right, and I'd and, laugh, like, of course.
You'd
like,
laugh.
Julia
you'd
Roberts.
Giggle. You'd be like, what a charmer. Yeah. What a goddamn charmer this guy is.
Woo!
Exactly. And then you'd open it up, and in there you'd see this nice watch. And it's not like I'm not paying like $95,000, but this might be a $5,000 watch.
Okay.
And... Also in there, you see a nicely folded, like really folded nicely,
wow.
Like really small.
Like origami or something?
No. Just really small, but like neatly done. Uh-huh. The receipt.
Uh-huh.
And I've taken a black Sharpie to the price.
Right.
You know, I'm not doing this to brag about the price. I'm just showing you. Yeah. Yes, those are the last four digits of my American Express card on the receipt.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, this was bought, you know, a month ago.
Yeah, at the Rolex store.
And then
someone.
Also, Yeah, exactly. And then also a small USB drive.
with the security footage on it.
And if you were just like, if you were like, what is this, stolen or fake? Mm-hmm. I'd be like, well, you know, you have the receipt right there. It's not fake. And, you know, USB drive, should you need it, mm-hmm. I'm not going to force you to watch it. Right. But to answer your question, no, it's not stolen. It's not fake.
I'd have to like go
and, like, it's there for you.
Go find an adapter to plug it in. And what file type is this? It won't open in QuickTime. I got to open it in VLC. Hold on a minute. Just wait before I thank you for buying this.
FLV file or something?
Yeah, those don't... That Tim, you fool. You absolute fool.
What is that?
That's Flash video. That's been gone for a long time.
Yeah, but I don't know. The watch store isn't like, oh, we have cutting-edge technology.
The watch
store. I bet their security system.
Tim,
yeah, okay.
Tell
all
me.
Right. Forget it.
The watch store is not using Flash video for their security system.
Maybe I've converted it, Tom.
Now even more questions are coming up. Why are these FLV files? These don't even work with anything anymore.
Well, you open it in VLC.
It would seem to me,
regardless.
That would strike me as like, oh, this guy, he's giving me a file format that's hard to read purposefully, so I can't see this. Like when I used to. Just like take a file, like a random file from my computer and rename it like into a Word file and send that to a professor. And then they would open it and be like, oh, it was all gibberish. And I was like, oh, probably because I have one of those damn Macs. And they're like, oh, yeah, they're not compatible. And I'd be like, oh, well, I know the paper was due a week ago, but you just noticed now and I'll get you that paper immediately.
Tom, you should really just like. Why didn't you just write your papers on time? That is so much more trouble.
But that's the thing, Tim. Nobody doubted it because it was so much trouble.
Right, but you know it's also so much trouble just writing the.
Sometimes
the paper.
I didn't have time for that. But I had time for this.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
It wasn't an all the time
well
thing.
Sometimes.
I think I did it once or twice in like desperation. You're forgetting about like in college. Remember you'd be like, this paper's gonna be easy. I'll write it the night before it's due. And then you like go to start it and you're like, oh shit. I'm not gonna be able to write this in one night.
Yeah. Sometimes that would happen, and other times I'd be like, I'll start this, you know, a week in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd start writing it, and then I'd be like, ooh, this is hard. I don't want to do this right now.
Yeah.
And then it would just never come up again until, like, it was the night before. It's like, I'll come back to this probably in a day.
Yeah.
I'll probably come back to this in a couple hours and bang it out, and I'll have the stomach, the wherewithal.
Yeah, I definitely won't just... forget about it and constantly avoid it.
I wouldn't forget about it. It would always be consistently on my... This is the other thing. It's like
right.
I'd lose sleep over it, right? Like it would ruin my life until I did it, but never it would never ruin my life enough to be like, well, then why don't I just do it?
Right.
Dude, pictures of success, the two of us. Real good habits.
Real self-starters.
Were those
all your questions about what would happen if you
gave
me a nice watch?
Yeah, and I think you answered my questions, or you really illuminated like why I wouldn't buy you a nice watch.
What do you mean? Because I wouldn't trust that it was real?
Yeah, the first thing you'd be like, you stole.
What if
like,
I gave
like,
you
I would,
a really nice watch? What would you think?
I'd say thanks for the memories, Tom. And thanks for the watch.
What if it was the watch you had just given me like a week later?
I mean, I would probably just go return it. Damn it, but I'd already taken a Sharpie to the receipt. They'll never accept that.
No, no. They'll be like, well, you could have paid any price.
Yeah, and we don't keep records here. We don't know right. what you paid for it.
Yeah, look, all we do is sell multi-thousand dollar watches. We don't keep track of what comes in and goes out.
We're not experts in paperwork. We deal in precision timepieces.
And craftsmanship.
Tom, how you doing this week?
I'm doing good, Tim.
Oh, wait, hold on, just to circle back. I don't look back on that time fondly either.
What time?
The pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Pandemic. I forgot what the hell we were even talking about.
It was nice that, like, everybody was, like, being quiet. Except when they were banging those pots and pans.
Right, yeah, banging the pots and pans every day.
Yeah.
Luckily,
but it was for a good cause.
Luckily, people got tired of doing that, and then they decided doctors are the bad guys. But yeah, today I went to the grocery store and I saw like a few people wearing masks because it's like ticking back up again. I was like, hey.
I'm in the suburbs, baby.
Do any of that stuff? It stinks.
Ignore it and it goes away. I think we've proven that that's the best way to deal with problems.
We both graduated college.
Yeah.
I mean, neither of us got jobs in the fields that we studied, but still.
Yeah. And I didn't get to sit with all my friends who were like graduating with honors at graduation. And they got like special little
necklaces on their and
yeah, and
I was special like,
"Yeah, I'll just sit over here with the the losers."
Yeah, we like That's to give extra right. trinkets to the real brainiacs.
Hey, I was jealous. Were you jealous? One of the they had like a different color thing on their hat, their mortarboard.
Yeah, I thought they looked like dorks.
Ah, they were cool. Turns out we were the dorks, Tom.
No way. We weren't doing our work. How were we dorks?
Yeah, it was cool. I was too busy skateboarding.
Well, it's funny you mentioned the 2020 stuff, because this was something that that you couldn't do in 2020, which is our topic tonight.
Ooh.
Airbnb.
Yes.
And you couldn't
do... And if you're not listening to this at night, mm-hmm. pause it. And come back to right. it at night. This is
yeah, it's better at night. Airbnb like shut down for a minute, right? Because everybody was like, like in the very beginning, because it was like, we don't know what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
We don't know. I mean, we don't know how this is spreading. So
yeah,
let's stop everybody
travel
from
wasn't
mingling.
Wasn't first and foremost on people's minds. Although, the kind of more rural Airbnbs did see a tick up during that time.
Yes.
Which people are like, I'm getting out of the city.
What's your overall vibe on Airbnb?
As a company?
Yes, as a company, as an idea, as a service.
It's complex.
Yes.
This is how I feel in general. Airbnb, very bad.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I'm planning a fun weekend with my friends at a cool house.
Yeah.
Then that's the only thing. The only way that Airbnb, the only scenarios in which it should be illegal is when me and people I know want to take advantage of it for our own fun purposes.
Tim, you
but
would...
As,
You would yes. fit right in being like a really, really rich guy with that attitude.
Tom, that's funny you should mention that. That's what I aspire to be.
Yeah. Just a guy who's rich enough that could go, you know what? I don't want everybody doing this, but I want to be able to do it.
Yeah. But isn't that how you feel about not just Airbnb, but a lot of things?
Yeah.
Murder.
Murder, sure. If nobody was allowed to murder anymore, just me. And look, I'm not going to be out there doing murders willy-nilly. I think a lot.
I'm only going to do it when it's important.
Yeah, well, I'm going to know.
Or fun.
I'm going to know that if I do it, you know, all eyes are going to be on me. It's going to be on the news. You know, the only man allowed to murder exercised that right today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people wouldn't be happy about it, but, like, what are you going to do? Tough shit, guys.
But they, what if it were, like, a real bad guy?
Yeah, that would be your argument. You'd go on the news and be like, hey, I don't have to do this. I don't have to justify myself here, but it was a really bad guy.
Yeah, but it was Saddam Hussein.
This guy was such a wackadoo, I called him so damn insane.
Wow.
And then I murdered him legally.
The law doesn't allow me to use any kind of instrument, so I had to strangle him with my bare hands, and he didn't go easily.
I don't think I'd be able to do that, Tom.
No. Wow.
No. I guess even the worst guy.
I guess you don't love America, Tim.
Yes, our number one foe who perished 20 years ago. I will not strangle him to death with my bare hands.
One day the law's going to catch up with that Saddam Hussein, and I really pity him.
Tom, you should really crack open a newspaper once in a while.
Nah. But anyway.
Yeah, newsprint gets on all over your fingers.
Yeah. I like to save it for my silly putty. What a scam that was! You can copy a comic book from the newspaper with silly putty. All right, and then what?
Yeah, it'll be backwards.
Yeah. Well, am I just gonna
look at it in a mirror?
Yeah, I'm just gonna keep this forever and look at it in a mirror. Just this like one panel of comic from the news strip. What use is that? I've already got the newspaper. I can just hang on to that.
It's right there. And, like, it doesn't, like, wipe off or anything. You have to just, like, roll it into the other, like, roll it on top of itself, and then the silly putty becomes more and more gray.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Useless. Useless product. You know, they're like, you know, Silly Putty was an accidental invention. Oh, no, you don't say. They weren't trying to invent that. they didn't sit around being like, how can we make this thing that, like, doesn't really do anything, but it kind of, like, if you put it down on a newspaper, it'll show up on it. Get our finest minds working round the clock to get that.
It stretches, but it also bounces. That was the... But, like, not really. It, like, bounces the way, like, anything bounces something. If you drop it.
Yeah, I was never impressed with the bounceability of Silly
Putty.
It was
like, oh, it's bouncy, what, compared to slime? Okay.
Yeah. Anything's bouncy compared to slime.
I mean, I just think about it because those were like, the two choices. Those were the two, they were the Sega and Nintendo of their day, Silly Putty and slime.
Yeah. I think I might be team slime or team Gak. Yeah, right?
Gak was expensive though. Slime was cheap.
Yeah, slime was cheap. Those were the days. I don't know. I don't know how cheap slime is these
back,
days.
Back when slime was
kids
cheap.
Kids today might not be able to relate to this.
Well, they had all the quarter machines. You could just put a quarter in, you got slime.
That's cool. You ever pretend that you sneeze and you?
Oh, of course.
You kind of throw the slime out.
Yeah, you get some nice green slime. Yeah, you got to. But yeah, that was slime. Slime was worth a quarter, no more. You know, you felt like you got your money's worth. You played with the slime until, like, you dropped it, and then it just got completely disgusting, and you had to throw it out.
I'm sure I, like, at some point, like. You know, you get this in a vending machine at the supermarket. I'm sure I was in, like, a public bathroom, dropped the slime on the floor and kept playing with it at some point.
Yeah. Right?
That's what happens when you're 8. That shit's just, like, what happens on a Tuesday.
Yeah, they sell, I don't know if you've seen this, they sell slime now as, like, a way to clean your car.
Mm.
That, like, you use it on...
Car slime.
Yeah, it is. Like, you use it on the inside of your car to, like, dust and crumbs and stuff out of, like, all the little crevices in, like, a dashboard.
Yeah, I mean, slime can get in the crevices.
Yeah, and it's sticky. It pulls that stuff right out.
Yeah.
I haven't tried this, but it's been advertised to me, and, you know, it makes sense. I could see how it would work.
Car slime?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna get my parents some car slime for Christmas, because they always hated when I would get the slime out of the vending machines and be like, oh, that's gross. Well, you shouldn't have that. I don't want you playing with that. Uh-huh. And then they're going to be like, wow, it really cleaned my car. And I'll be like, well, 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 look who's changed their tune on slime. It'll be vindication, finally.
Yeah, they'll have to give you a formal apology after that. Tim, we were wrong. We should have bought you even more slime. We had no idea it was so useful for cleaning cars.
Well, there's a way you can make it back to me right now. Probably lots of slime and a fancy gold watch.
Yeah, so that it's out there, just so you know, car slime. But we're not talking about car slime. We're talking about Airbnb.
Yeah, look up car slime on your own time. We're talking about Airbnb.
I get what you're...
Air, bed and
breakfast. I get what you're saying about it being bad but good. I mean, that's like pretty much everything now. Like anything convenient.
Yeah, I think the problem with it is everything good is... also really bad,
yeah.
Because it's run by people who make things bad.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, like,
and they're enabled by a lack of regulation or rolling back of regulations by people who are equally bad.
Yeah,
right. Like anything can be met. This is a great idea. We've had people renting their homes out to other people,
yeah.
for short term rentals, like for like vacations, forever, right? But then you get some San Francisco jagoffs in here, right? Like, and be like, hey, how can we like make this into like something where like we're talking about like billions of dollars and stuff, and like we get a lot of that.
Well, and The entire business model of we're going to use a bunch of money from like venture capitalists and banks and stuff to try and become a monopoly as quickly as possible. So then once that happens, we can start raising fees and it won't matter because there won't be any competition anymore.
Which is a solid business plan.
Right, but I mean...
Or maybe. I don't know, but then they always have to keep, like, growing and growing. And
well, yeah, that's the problem. Like, it works. Like, it's a way to have, like, tremendous early growth. But I feel like, you know, we're seeing now as things like Netflix keep getting more expensive that at some point these companies need to try and make their money back. And then when they do, everybody's like, oh... Wait a minute. This isn't what I initially signed up for. This isn't what I initially agreed to.
Yeah. And it's like we were fine with you tearing apart like the fabric of society if it meant that like we'd all get this for like really really cheap.
Yeah.
But like now we had to pay a lot for it and you've ruined everything else about society. Like I mean, Netflix didn't ruin society,
right.
But like it like ruined the entertainment industry, right? Or
yeah.
Like entertainment is produced and distributed, and now it's like, oh yeah, that was cool. If that was like $7.99 a month,
right?
But now it's like double that, and I can't share my password with people,
right?
Whoa, 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 whoa! Let's go back to cable TV, my friend.
Yeah. Oh, and you started just like making bad shows and like canceling everything if it's not an immediate hit. But I mean, as far as Airbnb, like I'm thinking like a similar thing is, you know, Uber and Lyft, like companies that came in like to the taxi industry and the hotel industry. To disrupt it, which, you know, like there were tons of things about both those industries that sucked. But to have like one or two companies come in and be like, well, we're going to disrupt like thousands of small businesses to just try and make our business.
Yeah. Yeah, there are things about those businesses that sucked, but it was like our two bros who don't want to like pay people to do work gonna like fix that?
Well, yeah, and especially when like I feel like for both these things the at least early business model was basically, we're going to go into this industry, but we're going to claim we're not part of that industry. So then we can save a bunch of money by skirting regulations.
Right.
You know,
and it works.
Yeah. If you have to build, if you build a hotel, it has to be up to a whole bunch of code so that, you know, people don't die in a fire in here.
Right.
But if, you know, we say, oh, we're not a hotel, we're something else, then yeah, we don't have to worry about that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I don't want to die in a hotel, if the fire or not, but like, or otherwise.
Yeah.
It just feels like if you're like, ah, that guy, he died in a hotel. You always think like,
guy,
oh, something unseemly was going on.
Who are you talking to? Oh, that guy died in a hotel.
I don't know. Somebody's talking about you after you've died in a hotel.
I've
you hear about
never
Tommy
heard.
Died. Whoa, what happened? I don't know. He was found in his hotel room, and you'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so, yeah. I guess there's.
You know?
Yeah, that's like, you know, it was like he was doing something, quote unquote, bad there.
Yeah. And like your family can claim that like ninjas were after you and like, but like everybody's going to know that wasn't the case.
Are you talking about David Carradine? No, everybody knows ninjas were after him and they made it look like he accidentally killed himself during autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah.
Tim, you have to understand how mad these ninjas were for him bringing their ways to the West.
I mean, it tracks.
Every day on when they were shooting Kung Fu, The Legend Continues, the weekly series, there were almost daily assassination attempts on David Carradine's life on that set.
Yeah, and they always tried to make it look like he was doing something unseemly.
Well, that's why, honestly, it didn't work so many times, because the tactics they were using was so convoluted just to make it look like it it wasn't a assassination. It was, you know, some kind of sex accident.
Airbnb is an American San Francisco-based company operating an online marketplace for short and long-term homestays and experiences. The company acts as a broker and charges a commission from each booking.
Yeah, I was looking into these commissions because it's interesting. They charge, like, they take a 3% fee from the renters, or the rentees, the owners.
Mm-hmm.
But then they also charge guests an additional 14%.
Tom, you don't understand. They built a website.
No, I'm not even arguing about like the percentages. I'm just saying like it's sketchy that it's like, why do you just charge like a flat 17% fee?
To who though?
I mean, they're both paying it, you know?
Right.
If you charge it to the owners, then they're just going to raise the price. And if you charge it to the guests, then the owners are going to lower their price because they're not getting charged a fee.
I mean, the owners aren't going to lower their price.
But they might if they want renters.
Yeah, that's
it's competitive on there, Tim.
Yeah. It just seems to me like, do you understand? And maybe like they've raised what, like billions of dollars in funding.
Mm-hmm.
What do they do with that money?
They make a website, Tim. I mean, they do. I'm sure a decent part of it goes into like insuring everything, because that is like one of the things that you know they offer. As opposed to just putting a sign on your window, hey, come live here. That you know, if somebody rents your place and trashes it or steals stuff, I think it's up to $1 million they'll cover.
Right. Okay. Okay.
But
so
I
a lot of that is going to insurance. And then another one is building a website. And look, websites, look, you just go to tripod.com.
And marketing.
And I guess like recruiting people, or like encouraging people to buy up houses where people would live and instead just make them into short-term rentals. Thus, reducing housing stock and raising rents dramatically in most populated areas in the United States.
in like certain neighborhoods, yeah, there's just, you know, it for the people living there, it gets to a point where it makes more sense for them to just go live somewhere else and rent out their apartment.
Yeah.
And make a lot of money.
Well, I don't think people should make money. And again, just other than me.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tom, Airbnb. We all know it. We all love it.
you just said you hate it.
I hate it as a concept, and I hate the execution of it.
Right.
But when I think of Airbnb,
uh-huh,
I think of the lovely experiences we've had, right? Like we've like you and I and a bunch of our friends have gotten these houses through Airbnb. And look, if there wasn't a website where we could like easily book these houses,
yeah,
what would we be doing? Like buying a newspaper right, and being like, all right, let me look up like let's buy a newspaper from upstate New York and see what rentals are available there. Well, and then like how do we tell each other about them? We gotta put some silly putty down on it and then bring it over to somebody else's house.
Look, you're gonna have to come over to my house. I got 20 pieces of silly putty out on the dining room table and a big mirror. And we're going to look at all the listings. I'm sorry. It was just Tom, it was the easiest way I could think of.
Tom, let me ask you this. Riddle me this. It's 1991.
Yeah.
You are our age.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to have, get a house for a week.
Yeah.
With family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
People did that. How the hell did you do that,
Tim?
How did you know? Like, it's in a whole different city. You got no internet that you can log on to. You can't find anything. What do? You go to the library and ask the librarian, and then like they'll figure it out. How does this work?
I always think that, you know, you always see like things online and stuff, or it'll be like a picture of like a cassette, and somebody will be like, "Oh, I showed my daughter this today and she didn't even know what it was," or like a landline phone or like a phone booth.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, yeah, I don't know what shit was from before I was born either. And I still don't. And I don't know a lot of shit from when I was born, especially how anyone did anything. Like we were both alive for a decent portion of our lives. I guess it was only really our childhoods, but where there really wasn't an internet. And right. You would think I would, you know, that we would be a little bit better at I'm young enough that I know how to do things on the internet, but old enough that I know how to do things without it. No, I don't know how to do fucking anything without the internet.
The iPhone came out when I was what, like 25?
Yes. Yeah, probably about that.
And I functioned in the world for 25 years. I mean, part of it, I was a baby and a small child, but like...
The other part, as you explained, you were at college not doing well.
Yeah, but like, if
it's because you didn't have an iPhone yet. You didn't have, didn't look up the answers.
If I leave my home now without my phone, mm-hmm. I don't know how to do a goddamn thing. Like, I don't know how to get anywhere. I don't know how mm-hmm. to like... find anything or like like I need this thing, and I've only had this for 15 years. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I just don't know how people used to do, and I think it's a bad thing. I think we should get rid of the internet and phones and Airbnb, because like, I don't know, like, people older than us, they weren't like that much smarter than us. Like, they did stuff. It was probably a little harder, but like, they also probably weren't like, you know, wasting all their time dicking around on these things.
They weren't upset all the time.
Yeah, they weren't. They were too busy, like, trying to, like, book a freaking lake house for a weekend, which probably, like, was like, all right, let's hunker down for 25 total hours to book this lake house.
Yeah, I think it was just, like, a much bigger... ordeal. And then I think people, if they found like a house that they liked, they would be like, okay, that's like where we go every fall now or summer or yeah. whatever.
And then they would like create a like relationship with the owner, and they'd be like, oh yeah, the owner calls us every year and sees if we want that yeah. week, you know, like yeah, stuff yeah. like that. And we don't Christmas have stuff card. Like that. Yeah, and now it's just like, no, they're like, I don't know who owns it. Some website made by an evil billionaire facilitates everything for me.
Yeah, and it's so much easier. I think the yeah. hardest thing is, how would you compare places? Like, you know, if I like, if it was 1991, I called up, I was like, hey, well, describe your house to me. I can't see a picture of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think people were probably
tell me how much it costs, and I'll try to guess if that's a good price or not.
Yeah, and then worked.
Yeah, I guess.
What I'm saying is, like, that was a lot harder. But just because it's easier doesn't mean it's better. It's not like it's like, well, it's easier, and so now we've solved society's problems with all of our extra time and or like
no, but
you know,
I
like,
think people do stuff more often. Like if
do
something
what?
Like, if something like this didn't exist, people like me and you and like our friends would not go rent a house. It would just be too much of a hassle, so nobody would do it.
This is very funny because in this specific case, when we're talking about me and you and our friends, literally every Airbnb we've ever gotten, my wife does all the research and does everything. I don't think I've ever used Airbnb. Like,
yeah,
I don't think
so
I've ever logged on and like booked something there.
There you're arguing that your wife should have to do more work, Tim.
Yeah, I think I am.
Well, I've
sad but true.
I've booked, I think, all of me and your Airbnbs when we've done any live shows in other cities.
That's true.
And like, That's for the most, I remember the one time we had a place where, like, as we were on our way there, the woman was like, oh, a water main broke.
Oh, I remember that.
So I'm going to have to put you guys.
I was like, Tom, you're really bad at booking these things.
So I'm going to have to, like, put you guys in a different place. And, like, it was definitely double booked or something, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, the place that she put us in was, like, way bigger. Remember that place? It looked like a house.
It was a rock and roll place, Tom.
Yeah, it looked like a real world house.
Yeah.
And it
had a spiral staircase going up to one of the beds.
Yeah. And it was like, yeah, this is like a cool, it was pretty big and like had a lot of character. And I think we were just like, wow, all right, this is cool. And then, like, after we left, we realized, like, well, what the hell are we going to do with this? We don't know anybody here. We're not going to, like, have a party here. And also, this place is, like, a half hour further away from where we need to go every night.
We should have had a party, Tom.
Should have just
brought everybody back from the bar.
Yeah. Well, there they call them pubs.
Right. Yeah, I can't get used to that, though.
But yeah, I feel like we've stayed in, especially in other countries, like a few weird Airbnbs. I think that is a result of like us not knowing what's normal in other places.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like, I guess this is what a house is like. It doesn't have any windows, but when in Rome.
But in the UK, even in London, it's like, I remember one time you tried to wash and dry some laundry, and like,
yeah,
your takeaway from that is like, I guess they just wear damp clothes all the time.
I guess just nothing here is ever like actually dry.
Yeah, and that might be the case, and that's fine. I'm not judging, but I don't understand it.
They don't have, their washers and dryers aren't as powerful over there.
Right.
I think they're like a lot more energy efficient.
Yeah, but what does that get you?
What
does that get you in this day and age?
Yeah, it gets you damp clothes is what it gets you.
Embarrassing is what it is. I've had a bad enough Airbnb experience. At one point, we got one in Nashville, my wife and I.
When you guys were trying to get that musical career going, the duo.
Yeah. Some of our songs were catchy. They were about some dark, dark subject matter, Tom. And people didn't like that down there.
No.
We went there and, you know, like technically the pictures were right, but like, I don't know.
But they were using like a fisheye lens or something.
Yeah, it was like gross and dirty, and like it didn't like, it was like kind of like a basement that like was not clear that it was a basement. And this was good for us, but bad for people who rent out Airbnbs. Like, I called up Airbnb and I was like, okay, this place is bad. We're gonna leave and we're not gonna pay. And they were like, sure thing, sir. And we've already credited you back. And they did. So like, no questions asked. Within like 5 minutes, they were like, fine, leave. We don't care. So I don't know. So I feel like that could also be abused.
I mean, probably a good number of like loopholes have been closed now, but I've read a million things about scams going both ways with Airbnb, you know, guest scamming and host scamming.
Right. Hosts, that was what I was trying to think of.
And, you know, like, yeah, in cases like that, taking advantage of policies and knowing they can get their money back and they'll just leave. But I guess if you guys were like leaving on the first day, it's kind of like, all right, well,
yeah, well,
like the host missed out on a booking, but it's not like you were like, haha, and we got to stay in a dirty house for an hour.
Yeah, we had to go. We were attending the wedding of one of my wife's former coworkers, who like I didn't know.
I thought you were gonna say former friends.
Fake friends, Tom.
Yeah, that there was going to be some juicy goss, but I guess not.
No. But we lost our Airbnb, like, or we canceled our Airbnb once we got there. And, like, we got there, like, a couple hours before the wedding. So we just got dressed for the wedding and drove to the wedding with no place to stay that night, Tom.
Wow.
And then what did I do? I got on hotelstonight.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And from the wedding, it was good because, like, I didn't know anybody at the wedding and didn't want to,
you know me,
I don't socialize. So I got to, like, sit at the table and figure out the accommodations.
Certainly you didn't socialize to the point where you could stay with somebody.
No, I mean, that would be weird, right?
But people were drunk and in a good mood, Tim. You might have been able to pull it off. You could have... made friends with somebody and then be like, hey, a new pal, I hate to do this to you, but can me and my wife stay with you tonight?
Yeah, I don't think that's not really something I'm super interested in doing, especially when it was like we got a hotel room for like $70. That was like really nice, but it was also cool because I had to compare on the app for a while. So like, I'm just going to go sit over there with a drink. And then we got to leave the... the wedding early to go check in. So that was cool.
Uh-huh.
So it worked out well for old Tim.
Tim, by any chance, this Airbnb that was dirty, did you go in there before your wife? And
dirty
were you in there
up?
For a significant amount of time? Hold on. I just got to stop at the gardening store to get a big bag of dirt before we go to the Airbnb.
I love that you just constantly accuse me of running scams, like stealing watches or buying fake watches and giving them to friends, or like planning an elaborate dirt prank on an Airbnb to get out of an hour of a wedding.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you were having a miserable enough time. That
I wasn't having a miserable time. This just helped me not feel uncomfortable or feel less uncomfortable at a place where I didn't know anybody.
Right. Well, isn't that what alcohol's for?
Yeah, we had rented a car.
Oh, okay.
So somebody had to drive it. I think I did drink and my wife drove, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't imagine that you were like...
Well, why can't one drink alcohol and look at Hotels Tonight app on their phone during
the wedding? You were just like sitting in a corner pounding free drinks. And I was gonna say, I thought the whole appeal to Hotel Tonight was that like you didn't have to spend a lot of time perusing things.
Well, you didn't, but like I, you know, it was new enough at the time that like certain people didn't know that it was a lot more streamlined and easy. So was I looking at the Hotel Tonight app the whole time that people thought I was looking at the Hotel Tonight app at the wedding? Who can say? Nobody really knows.
I was reading about, speaking of scams.
Go on. I love a
new
scam.
Like owner scam now is putting in like ridiculous fees for like breaking certain rules. And I was reading about this on there's this website that came up when I was like searching Airbnb stuff, because they seem to do a lot of articles about Airbnb, and it's called In the Know, and it's from Yahoo.
Ooh.
But Tim, half the articles on this,
the search engine,
some of these articles were a couple of years old, so I guess maybe they weren't AI generated, but like I have to imagine now it's all AI generated, because every article is literally just TikTokers are blank.
Very cool.
TikTokers are exposing the various scams that hosts on Airbnb are doing. So some of these fees included being charged $50 a minute for any time you're on the property post checkout, $50 per guest for wearing shoes in the house.
Very cool.
$100 fee if the host had to replace a cooking lid, and a $500 fee for door lock prohibited. So I guess like they weren't allowed to lock the door, and losing a knife, you were charged a $500 knife replacement fee.
first of all, how are, like, is this monitored? Like, how,
well,
like,
I was,
do they have cameras on to see that you're not wearing shoes in the house? If so, like, I think that's more egregious than the fine.
Well, I was going to say that that's the other problem is that, yeah, some people are putting hidden cameras in their Airbnbs. And Airbnb apparently does allow cameras in, I think, like, you know, communal areas, but they have to be, like, labeled and disclosed.
Right.
Which, like, I've never seen. Right. And I wouldn't want to stay in a place where there's a fucking security camera. Like, even if it's just in the living room, still, I need videos of me picking my nose, watching TV, ending up on TikTok.
Yeah, that's my thing. Like, if you want to videotape me, go for it. What am I doing? Like, if you want to videotape me in the bathroom, like, sure. What are you gonna do? Like, show people? Am I gonna be embarrassed that I like went to the bathroom?
You heard it here, folks. Tim's okay if you make bathroom videos.
Well, like, what's gonna happen with that video? Like, you can't show it to anybody who would, like, anybody reasonable who wouldn't go, like, why'd you videotape this guy in the bathroom?
I remember.
And if you want it for your own perverted purposes, like, all right, like, go nuts. I guess.
Do think that sometimes about, like, you hear about, like, certain blackmail material people you know, have or whatever, and it's like, well, that's, like, also incriminating of the person who has that. Like, you know, if the person who has this puts it out there, it's going to be obvious it's that person that did it. And it's also like, why were you doing this? Like, why were, you know, you taking hidden camera footage of this person or whatever?
Yeah.
But true. I remember telling you one time about how I think you had asked me if I closed the bathroom, like when I lived alone, if I closed the bathroom door when I pooped. And I told you I did, mm-hmm. because there was a window, like, right there, that people could see me otherwise. And you were like, who do you think is going to want to watch you pooping? And I was like, I don't think anyone wants to. I don't want them to see. Like, I don't want somebody looking at, oh, what a lovely night. Oh, there's a guy pooping.
Yeah, that's true. I don't remember that conversation. I'm not calling you a liar, though. But were you, like, especially if it's, like, a neighbor across the street, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and they're going to, like, hey, every day I see this guy pooping, and then I see him out on the street, and, like, why does he subject me to this?
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, and you're like, well, because that's what Tommy likes to do. Tommy likes to subject people to that.
I mean, there's
I'm in my house. You can't do anything about it.
I mean, there's a guy that I see, like, on the street all the time. And every time I see him, I go, ah, there he is. The guy that likes to smoke a cigarette with his shirt off on his balcony.
Exactly.
Yeah. Some of the other fees here that people have seen, two places that had a 2-trash-bag limit. And if you exceeded that, you were charged $2,000.
No, okay. So,
and if you broke a TV, you would be charged $5,000. And I think, I don't think this is, like, as possible anymore, because I think there was, like, kind of a loophole where places could, you know, rent to you, and then after it's rented, put in all these terms so you wouldn't even see that.
Right.
And I think if they, like, went into their, I would hope if they went into, like, their Airbnb dashboard and were like, well, all right, let me check this box to charge them an extra $5,000 because they broke a TV, that would trigger some kind of intervention there. But I think, like, the $50, $100 fees, those could be lost in the shuffle sometimes.
So that goes through Airbnb and they will charge your credit card and give that money to the host?
At some point, that was the case, I guess.
Because I feel like a lot of this stuff is, like, not enforceable, or, like, you can dispute it and be like, hey, Airbnb, they're saying I broke a knife and they're charging me $2,000. Like, I didn't touch a knife. This is obvious fraud.
Right.
And they would just be like, yeah, that sounds like a, like, why else would they have a $2,000 knife charge unless it was a scam?
Yeah, I mean, unless people just did this a ton and, you know, 1 in 100 people wouldn't notice or wouldn't fight it.
Well, if somebody doesn't notice like a couple $1,000 additional fee.
Yeah, they should be keeping a closer eye on
bullshit
things.
Reason, like, it's fine. Like, look, I'm not a victim blamer, but sometimes if you're that easily scammed, you deserve to be scammed.
I'm not a victim blamer. I just think some people deserve to be scammed because they're so stupid.
You tried to twist it into something that like I'd be like, oh, that's not what I was saying, but that was exactly what I was saying.
Another thing that people are complaining about nowadays, which I've seen with you, is places having too many rules and just having signs all over the place explaining rules.
Right.
Like, we stayed at a place a couple of months ago.
Yeah, that place.
And there were signs everywhere about...
That was a fussy place.
Yeah, about, like, what you couldn't... I mean, you know, these signs didn't have like threats of like, and if you do, I think one sign did have a, like, you know, how, what the fee would be if you did something you weren't supposed to, 'cause it would like break something. But everything else, it was just like, just sign, touch this, don't touch this. I guess there weren't any signs that said to touch anything.
Touch this, I dare you.
Touch this or else you get charged. And it was just something really gross. It was some slime that had been dropped in a bathroom. Our place had like some kind of warning about, like, I think it was like making noise inside after 10, which like didn't really make sense.
Yeah. Also, how enforceable is this? How enforceable is this stuff? Like, they made noise inside at 10:30 p.m. It's like, no, we didn't.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's probably just like they're trying not to piss off their neighbors, so they're put up. You know, it doesn't really hurt to put up a million signs.
You know what's gotta suck about being Airbnb? Like, you're just like the parent, where like you I guess like a mediator or whatever, but like where like the host would be like, they did this and I told them they couldn't, and then the renter being like, no, I didn't do that, they said I did it but I didn't do it,
and somebody then, like, else did like, it,
yeah, and they need to like figure it out. That seems like,
yeah,
not an endeavor I'd want to be a part of.
That's why they take their 14% plus 3% fee, Tim.
Yeah, that's what they're doing with all that money.
Yeah, I mean, I did see like also on Yahoo's In the Know, another TikToker trick, which is like, you're taking a little bit of risk with it, but it's not a bad idea that, like, if you, like the old days, if you like go to a place that you like, get that person's contact information and be like, hey, can we rent this next year? Like, I'll pay in cash. And, you know, you offer me a little discount.
Then give them fake bills that explode the dye packs all over them once you leave.
Yeah. Or just, you know, two real bills wrapped around a bunch of pieces of white paper.
Yeah. Those fucking
idiots.
No,
but just like... Going around Airbnb, which, like, yeah, it's fine. You can save money, but the problem there is that, like, if something happens, there's more liability for everyone.
Well, Tom, we've learned a very important lesson. We need Airbnb. Society needs Airbnb.
Yeah, and you were wrong to say it was bad.
Yeah. My conclusion... Airbnb is good.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can head there to get our social media links. You can find Link to our Patreon, patreon.com/completeguide, where we're reading Sapiens this month, about a little group of people you might know as human beings.
Human doings?
I don't know what that means. Patreon.com/completeguide. You get all the new episodes, all the old books of podcast episodes. It's great.
You're going to love it. I guarantee it.
And you can follow me on social media, usually at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at your pal Tim. Usually at Tom Reynolds?
Yeah. I think one or two things maybe I wasn't able to get it.
Tom Reynolds XXX69420.
Oh. All the things that matter, you can find me. Tim, before we go, I wanted to say one, since you said so many nice things about Airbnb, I'd like to say something nice, which is I do like the Airbnb experiences.
Oh, yeah. I always thought that was just like a bullshit thing that they were like, all right, well, we got most of the property, and like, how do we keep like offering and like making more money on top of this? I guess they're a business. Yeah. I shouldn't fault them for like making more money.
But they're actually like pretty nice because it's you know, kind of similar to Airbnb, where people can kind of like run their own tours without like having like, you know, a lot of startup fees and stuff.
Right.
And did a couple of them in Mexico City, and they were great. It was like people that live there that will take you somewhere and show you around.
That's cool. Show you a good time. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah. And like relatively inexpensive. You're being given a tour by the person who's like, you know, getting the money and like, you know, wants you to have a good experience, wants you to leave a good review. It's not just, you know, some like random teenager that's working for, you know, some tour group.
Goddamn teenagers. Tom, do you need to disclose that you're being paid to endorse the Airbnb experiences?
I'm not being paid to endorse Airbnb or anything else.
All right, but you're being compensated in like Airbnb credits, Airbnb bucks.
I wish. No, I'm not. I'm not being compensated in Airbnb bucks, Tim.
Tom,
how dare you? How dare you even insinuate that?
I just know you're always showing up in really cool Airbnb swag when we hang out in real life. Hats and
I have installed a plethora of hidden cameras in my home.
Just so you know, do whatever you want with those videos of me in your bathroom. I don't mind.
Oh, don't worry, Tim. I have. That's how I bought my new lake house. Just check out timpooping.xxx.
Gross. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it is. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.